Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another powerful, exciting, motivating episode of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, it is Friday. And I tell you, it is incredible. It really does not feel like a Friday. You know, sometimes I remember those days where Friday was like this last day of the work week and you just couldn't wait to get there because all of the frustrations and stressors and the different things that have happened all week at work and you're just waiting for Friday so you can get away from those people. Well, I tell you, when you own your own business, you don't go through that. When you're doing what you love, you don't have that syndrome. You don't have that I can't wait till Friday syndrome. But nevertheless, it is Friday, and we thank God it's Friday. And we know some people are still in that predicament, but you keep listening to the Coach LaLisa Show, and I can guarantee you that before long, you're going to be stepping out on faith, discovering what it is that you love to do, and you're going to do it. You're going to do it. It's nothing better. I'm telling you, it is so great when you have a purpose, when there is something that you have a passion about. You have to live it. You just have to. You have to live it. When there is something that you have this great desire to do, you must go and do it. And my guest today is a person that embodies that. I mean, this is a person that is an awesome example of doing just that. And we're going to bring her on, and I'm so glad that, you know, I see a lot of people were excited that she was coming on. We have people that are tuning in to the show that have not ever tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show before. And I'm sure that it is because she has put the word out that she's going to be a guest. She has a strong following of people that are her fans, and they follow her, and they're her sisters. And she also has a show right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I remember I've interviewed her in the past for a very important article that's going to be coming out soon in the Having Church for Women magazine. And she's going to be part of a story that we're working on about women who exceed God's expectations. So I've had the pleasure to interview her at some time ago, a couple months back. And wow, 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 what a dynamic woman. And actually, it was funny because our show, she used to do a show, I believe, around this time of morning. I'm pretty sure. I remember getting up to get the show ready, and I would go, and you know how they show you what shows are listed for that morning. And I think I remember seeing her name there. And so anyway, well, Gail Richardson, I'm telling you, phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And then our scheduler somehow met her on a whole different note. Our scheduler for the show, who schedules the guests to come on the show. So if you want to be a guest on the show, you have to get in touch with Patricia Martin. And she's right there on Facebook. You can find her. But somehow Patricia met her, and they began to talk, and then Patricia shared with her that she would be scheduling her to come on the LaLisa show. And so we found out that we knew each other. So it's just such a small world, you know. Just such a small world. Everyone is connected somehow, some way, you know. They talk about that, right? They talk about that, how people are connected. So now, here we go. We're going to have Gail on. All she has to do is, when she comes to the phone line, just hit her number one key so that I can know it's her, because we do have several people with different area codes in on the switchboard, so I don't want to open up the wrong phone line. So if you just hit your number one key, Gail, I will know it's you, and I will know that you're ready, set, and we can go. So everyone, welcome and good morning. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome and a good morning to the Coach LaLisa Show. We are here Monday through Friday with power and force to move you to your destiny, move you closer to your destiny, or if you are already in the right lane, help you stay there. Because, you know, there is such a thing as getting off track. So, you know, like they say, hey, you know, you need motivation every day. You know, people say, you know, you take a bath, not one day, but every day. So you want to stay fresh. And this is how it is. This is why we do the show each and every morning, because you never know on which given morning might be that morning that challenge comes that is so great that you don't want to deal with it by yourself, you know. And so we come here each and every morning so that we can be that support for you as a life coach. That's what we do. So as our guest today is going to come on, let me just tell you a little bit about her, and then she's going to tell you more about her phenomenal life. I'm telling you, you have to stay and hear this, because you won't believe all the things that this woman is doing. And I absolutely enjoy, you just don't know, people that are doing way more than I am, you know. So, and there's like, because people are always saying to me, LaLisa, you do so much, you're all over the place, you're doing this, this, and that. How do you do it? So I'm glad that now I can get people like Gail Richardson on, and they can tell you how they do it. But here's a woman who has a gospel cafe in New York City. She is an impact coach and development for, she has a company, Impact Coaching and Development for Women, so she's empowering women. She also has a master's degree from the Unification Theological Seminary, and she also teaches classes at a seminary as well. She is very active in the church where her family are the leaders of that church and the pastors of that church. She's doing great, great, wonderful things. Now, if I missed anything, that she will definitely come on and correct me and get it right. She also is a radio show host, a conference leader. She supports many people. She's on, I see her on Facebook. giving shout-outs to events that others are hosting. You know, it's always great to have someone that supports, you know, people like Hurry and people like Tanya Blount and Lady Renee and some others. They remind me of the old MySpace days, you know, back in the MySpace day. You know, that's a shame, right? We have to say back in the MySpace days. I don't go on MySpace like that all these days, but I think I forgot my password or whatever, but Facebook has just become so overwhelming. It's like Facebook, you just do Facebook and you do it all, right? Facebook has everything you need right there, posters, videos. You can do it, right? You got. I'm surprised they don't have a webinar system yet, you know, but it's, I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it's coming. But back in the MySpace days, wow, you know, that's what that was like, what the gist of MySpace was about, reposting someone's thing. And so that was how you got also a lot of friends, too, because people would see you reposting other stuff, and then they would find out about you, and then they would be your friend. It doesn't seem to happen quite that way on Facebook, because Facebook was really kind of created, you know, to play all those little funny games they got on there. It wasn't designed. Facebook didn't start for networking. Let me just say that it was networking for college students, but it was different. It wasn't marketing, I should say. Whereas MySpace was definitely seemed to be more of a marketing networking tool when it first came out. So anyway, that's just a little, you know, throwback history for MySpace for those of you who don't know. And now, I don't know if this is my guest, but let me see just in case it is. Good morning. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Oh, yes. Area code 516. Good morning. Okay. Well, let me check with some other people. Let me check with the switchboard. Good morning, good morning. Is anyone in the chat having a problem with sound? Okay, can you not hear? Okay, no sound. Okay, I believe that people are telling me that they're not getting any sound. Can you hear me now? Okay, I didn't get any feedback yet. And if there's no sound, that's not good. Okay, let me open this phone line. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, you've been able to hear the whole show?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I did see, great, good morning, oh my God, the master motivator is here, y'all. He is here, and he is a master, and he will motivate you, so they can't hear. I wasn't sure, because I did not hear a response from, I was going to say, wow, I'm like, wow, I said all that, and you mean to tell me nobody heard that? That would be actually funny. So, all right, Miss Tina.
Good morning.
Well, let me see if I can open up this other phone line. Don't go away, Tina. I'll come right back to you. Let's see. I tried to open it. Oh, area code 516. You're on the air with Coach LaLisa. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from? Okay. Yes. Is this Gail? Gail, is that you? Obviously not Gail. I have a few other phone lines. Gail, is that you?
No.
Is this Gail?
No, it isn't.
Oh, no, you're not Gail, and this is your area code 510.
Yes.
Is this Canada?
No, this is Oakland. This is Alameda, California.
Alameda, all right. Wow, it's very early there, huh?
Yes, it is. It's about 4 something. Yeah, I always run into your program about 4 something in the morning.
Oh my goodness. Wow, you're what we call an early bird.
Yes, I am. Just trying to catch some empowerment, I suppose.
Well, you know what? I don't know. If you're like me, I'm really becoming an empowerment junkie. I love empowerment.
Good,
you know,
yes.
It's great. I love it. It's just something about that concept, the word, you know. You put empowerment on the front of something, and more than likely, Lilisa will be there because...
That's great.
I do. I when I see empowerment conference, empowerment workshop, empowerment whatever, I'm on the phone calling those people up. I'm like, you having an empowerment and you left me out, you know?
That's cool. Well, yeah,
really?
Anything
no,
for
I really,
inspiration.
I got hooked up with a powerful group of women in Atlanta, Georgia by doing just that.
Mm.
They had
really?
A flyer. They had a flyer they just posted on Facebook. I'd never met these people. It said empowerment something, something, something. I picked up my phone. I called the woman and said, you know, you're having an empowerment conference, but did you realize that I miss empowerment? Like, she didn't call me. She started laughing, and I end up being put on their roster to do a workshop. I networked with them. I flew to Atlanta in March. It was awesome. And come to find out, she was from my hometown.
Wow.
Yes.
Wait.
And we've been talking like every other day since then.
Now, you are in, I forget where. Is it Illinois or?
I'm actually in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But if you've ever tuned in on a Wednesday, you've heard Mr. Versi Walker, who is actually from Chicago, Illinois, but he lives in New York.
Okay, maybe that's it. Because one time, yes, I did hear a gentleman on, and it was a very informative show.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't listened in a while. But it is really nice just to hear some inspiration, some sort of guidance for one's own woman-owned business. That's what I'm here to, just catch some pointers or something.
Oh, yes. Well, you stay tuned. And, you know, if you connect with us on Facebook, get us your email. We can always you know, let you know when the shows are, you know, specifically for that. But that's what we're doing. As a matter of fact, as I was getting out of bed this morning, I said to myself, the word that came to me was that there's a company out there called Women Who Launch, who launch
their
business.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Ladies Who Launch.
Yeah.
LWL, yes.
And I said, boy, that's me, women, that's about launching that business. So I believe my guest is here now, but it was wonderful, wonderful chatting with you.
You too.
And, like I said, let's connect on Facebook or somewhere so we can get more connected and do some more things with women-owned businesses.
Great. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. Okay. Don't go away. All right. Hell, good morning. Good morning. I believe this is Gail. Is this Gail?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Gail, good morning, good morning. Well, we are having just, you know, a great time here this morning. I told them a little bit about you, and we're excited that you could be with us this morning, talking with Gail Richardson that I met a few months back as I was preparing for this interview, and they had given me your name and number and told me that they wanted you because you're for the article, Women Who Exceed God's Expectations. And I was like, wow. I was like, okay, I want to meet the people that are exceeding. I know you could easily, you know, exceed my expectations, but wow. I said, I want to see who is out here doing that. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, you had me reeling on that phone.
Wow. Praise God.
I said, yes, you are. Boy, I can see why you're exceeding God's expectations. Here's a woman, like I said, multiple businesses, not one, multiple businesses, okay? She is handling it all, I'm telling you, from event planner to a Bible school teacher to minister to a leader, an organizer, or you know, just the very fact that you organize many different events. You are a radio show host, and, you know, you have so many people that are collaborating with, partnering with, impact coaching. I mean, wow. You know, you told me a little bit about, you know, you got started. So why don't you share with those that are listening today, you know, what you're working on now, what do you have new coming up, and, you know, just tell us how you got to do some of the great things that you're doing, and I want to hear all about it. Why don't you start with what you're over in New York as it relates to, I love that gospel cafe that you're doing.
Oh, okay. The gospel cafe started because I felt that there were so many Christians who were lost after Sunday morning worship service. There was something we needed to do. We needed to come together. We needed to defrag, but we weren't ready to go home. We wanted to be in an atmosphere where we felt protected, but we were able to let our hair down. So that's why the cafe got started. And we're looking for a place in Brooklyn because we were at the High Comedy Club, but that atmosphere was too mixed. When we were at Sweet Caroline's, we had our time all to ourselves. So I believe we found a place in Brooklyn. So we're going to start it again in the next two or three months. And it gives Christian artists somewhere to perform. It also gives Christians somewhere to mix and mingle, but also to protect your beliefs and what you believe. We had a ball with our gospel karaoke, and the young people absolutely love it. So that's why the cafe got started, and we're going to continue because people keep asking for it. So it's something that I know that God wants us to do and keep our joy.
Yes, oh, yes. Well, you know, you're going forth in that. Well, tell us how you got started, you know, being an entrepreneur, working for yourself, about your different businesses, because you have many.
Whoa, okay. What really happened was I put my foot out and just began to trust God. I always felt that I wasn't supposed to work for other people. And I was one of those who would go from job to job to job to job because I just never seemed to be satisfied when I was working for someone else. And what I realized was that God was calling me to work for myself. My problem was trusting God to provide for me. And once I got past that, then it just seemed like opportunities seemed to come to me. The one I really can say that I absolutely love the most is coaching. And that's because it inspires other people. Anything that I'm doing that helps other people is something that I know I'll excel in. And because coaching is helping other people to reach what's in them, and especially spiritually. So I really, really love that one. I also am a sole purpose entrepreneur. And I love the particular product basically because that product is one where I also am able to use my missionary skills without even leaving New York because the products, some of them are made in Ghana, Africa, and India by the women there. When we sell certain things that people like, the brown sugar scrub and different things that we have, then those women are being blessed on another side of the world, in one of those third world countries where they're now being able to have their business and help themselves because of what we do over here. So I found that to be absolutely fascinating. And, of course, traveling, promoting my books and the CDs, that's always a blessing because you meet so many awesome people like yourself, and we get a chance to work together, to learn from each other, to pray together. It's just fabulous. It really is.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you are fabulous. Now tell us about these books. I mean, the soul, you got the Soul Purpose, that wonderful company. I just know a little bit about the history, not a whole lot, but I know the owner of that company was one time with a very, very, very big other company like a Soul Purpose. And so, but the fact that you're helping these African women in another country, like you say, get their economic footing going, that's very, 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 very powerful and dynamic. Then you got this gospel cafe that are giving people something to do that is in line with their beliefs. Because, you know, so often, you know, Christians, whether it's a Monday, Tuesday, through Friday, Sunday, whatever, you know, a lot of times have to be pulled into things that do not align with their core beliefs. And so this is what I think cafe is so powerful, because now they can come and let their hair down, listen to music, listen to entertainment that is in line with their beliefs. So keeping your soul intact. So I think that's very, very, very powerful, people that have those gospel cafe. And a lot of times I know the enemy will come against those and not want it to go forth. So there'll be a lot of challenges in keeping it going in places and all that. But, you know, they don't have no problem getting a nightclub or a go-go bar and all that other stuff. You see, they can open that stuff without a hitch. But yes, but a place where people can come and you know, get their souls restored, renewed, and revived on a daily basis. But anyway, but God is still in control, and so we know that you're going to have so much success. I have, you know, two other partners that are doing those kinds of things, and it always seems to be, you know, those little glitches. However, so anyway, I can't wait to come to New York and meet you. But now let's talk about, so we've talked about your entrepreneurism as it relates to the company Soul Purpose, and you have this cafe where you're helping people, your coaching business, where you're helping women to achieve their dreams, their goals, start their businesses, and or just be happy working, you know, for someone, which, you know, we absolutely know that's important. I'm sure you have people on staff, so I have people that work with me, so we absolutely adore and value people as first and foremost, you know, people that want to help. Yes, need you, love you, and so adore you so very much. But let's talk about your books. And tell us about your books and the first one that you wrote and how many you've written and where people can go to purchase your books. I know they're inspiring and empowering. And so, and your website, give us your website as well, or your MySpace or Facebook page, whatever you have, and phone contact, all of that. Go ahead.
Okay. The first book I wrote is Prepare to Be Married. And that book came out of my personal experience with developing a relationship with God. I found later that was God's way of preparing me for the departure of my husband. And I was able to endure his death because of the personal relationship that I had already developed with God. So I did a three-chapter book, and he actually wrote the book. I can never say that I wrote it because he did. He woke me up out of a sleep. He told me exactly what to write, what scriptures, where to put notes that I had taken in my journal, and I know now that the purpose for that book was to help people who may not be familiar with scripture. Some people who are sitting in church listening with sermons and they're not getting it. But this correlation between the sanctity of marriage and a marriage with God, when you do a comparison to the relationships how they develop. It helps them to understand, oh, this is what it is, and it actually makes it so simple that a little child could develop a relationship with God from reading the book.
Wow.
And, yeah. You know, I didn't understand all of that when I was doing it. You know, like we know in part, we prophesy in part. He never gives us everything all at once. And so I followed his instructions and did what he said, but that was 10 years ago when I first wrote the book. Now the book is going to be relaunched because after 10 years, I now have an understanding of how I'm supposed to promote it. And so, yeah, we're planning a relaunching of it, particularly to an audience where we know those people are going to use it as a tool for evangelism.
Wow. Awesome. You go, girl.
And then I was blessed to be included in a book, which a whole ministry has come out of. And this book was called Conversations on Faith. And I'm on the cover of the book, along with Dr. Robert Shuler and some other people who they interviewed who overcame tragedies in their lives with their faith. And
wow.
So, yeah, so out of that spawned the ministry Faith Walkers Today, which is what my radio show is about, modern-day faith walkers, people who are walking in faith today, overcoming
wow.
situations and obstacles by faith, because I honestly believe there are not enough people who are concentrating on coaching people in how to walk in faith. And so that's where my emphasis is. So I have a group where I send out a daily scripture, Twitter, Facebook. Then, of course, I have my website, GailMooreRichardson.com. Which is GailMooreRichardson.com. And everything that I do is listed on that website. But that's one of the ones that is dear to my heart. And Prepare to Be Married is also being put on an ebook. So you'll be able to just go get it and download it. Lastly, I did a spoken word CD called Can We Talk? And this CD brings Bible stories to life, which actually, like say the story of Rahab, shows that you can go from one place in life and to the kingdom of God and end up becoming royalty.
And
I have that one too.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. That's it. From prostitute to princess. She goes from prostitute to royalty. And that is the story behind my book. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. So, yes, God is so amazing, isn't he?
He's wonderful. And I'm listening to your help and those who are listening. We're trying to get 2,011 faith walkers before this year is over.
Oh, I'm a faith walker.
I know.
Sign me up. I'm a faith walker, girl. That's where I'm walking. If I can't walk by faith, I don't want to walk.
That's why we got to have you on my radio show. Amen.
Listen, if I can't walk by faith, I might as well sit down. Listen.
You
don't. He said, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right. And we need people who are willing to do just what you're doing now. Proclaim that and come together. We're going to work on a culminating event where we bring
all
of these walkers together. Mm-hmm.
Please, I'm there because, listen, make sure, let me get the date first, but I want to make sure I can come. Oh, my God, that's it. That's how I got here. That's how... You know, I know, what's his name, Versie Walker, who's on Wednesdays, wrote a book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. But I could write Faith is How I Ended Up Here.
Amen.
of faith. I wouldn't. What could I do? What could I have done? What? Nothing. Nothing. You know, got to have that faith.
That's right.
We have got to. Faith is how we do it. When we get up in the morning, we don't know what. We're like the little birds. What do we know what we're going to get?
That's so true.
Yeah. We don't know.
We have no idea.
You know, we can't take thought for what we're going to eat and where because we don't know, but we have faith in God. We know He's a good God. He's going to feed us and clothe us and take care of us.
That's right.
And so done with you and so many others. So we are here to celebrate you and just let people know about you. Let now you know about her Faith Walkers today. Wow, that is so powerful. Wow, that is beautiful. So many people, I mean, over the years, you know, have been in ministry and around ministry and around people, you know, and on the job. Every time that I've met people that were struggling, somehow it would get down to, but I don't have that much faith, Lilisa.
Yeah.
I got to get my faith up. I don't have as much faith as you. I'm like, baby, you can get, you see, but I'm so glad that, you know, you are just so focused in on how powerful this is and how important it is. It's so important.
You know, yes.
It's like we're looking for this big thing, and it's just, can you have a little faith?
A mustard seed. That's,
All. You people got big dreams. Well, your big dreams can come true with a little faith.
It's true.
You know, you got big ideas, problem. You just want your big idea to come to fruition. Just put a little faith behind it. And so I am, this is marking a day right here on Blog Talk Radio, Coach and Lilisa Show, where we had the founder of Faith Walkers today. So you told us about your awesome books. What is it, Preparing for Marriage? How to Prepare for Marriage?
Prepare to be Married.
Yeah, Prepare to be Married. So we know that's going to take off like wildfire in this day and age, you know. People want to get married. Well, any day and age, people always want to get married, and now they can have a tool to help them because I know it should have been around in 1989, right before I got married. I should have had a copy of it. I should have had a copy long before I got married in 90, so I should have had the copy back in 1973. You know, when you get that first friend, that's when you need it. So,
oh,
you know,
yes,
so,
Lord.
So definitely make sure you get to the high schools because, well, nowadays you got to get to grammar school because these kids are ready for marriage in like the fifth grade.
I was getting ready to say, girl, elementary school, they got boyfriend and girlfriends. So by junior high, they're ready to get married.
Yes, yeah, and they're very serious. They're not like we had boyfriends and girlfriends. You threw something at somebody or you tried to trip them or you pulled their hair. No, y'all. They way beyond that. They not pulling hair. They are pulling hair, trust me. You don't want to know what kind of hair they're pulling.
You better know it.
These kids today, if you don't have to worry about, do I know what I'm talking about? All you got to do is turn on the videos. Go to YouTube. And just go to YouTube and type in music videos and see what you come up with. Because trust me, whatever you can pull up, they can pull up because many children are empowered by they're given phones with data minutes. And don't worry if you didn't say, well, I didn't get my kid all that. Well, does his or her friend have it?
That's right.
Okay, I didn't get my kid that. Does his cousin or anyone that they go around have it? Because if they got it, trust me, kids show each other what they got. That's what they live to do.
That's
they live
right.
to show each what they have. So if their friend have it or anybody in their classroom got it, if anybody, they don't got to be their friend. Anybody in the school got it, they going to know about it, trust me. Unless your child is that kind of kid that just absolutely talks to no one. There are a few of those. I've met a few like that. They're rare, but there
That's
are a few
very
like
rare.
That. But it's rare, but there are a few. You got those few loners here and there. That's the only kind of way you can say, no, my child, I don't see that. But if you got televisions, well, we don't have that channel in my house because we don't have cable. Well, did it go to anybody's house with cable?
Well, over to Miss Janie's house, but Miss Janie didn't let them watch that. Were they in the room by themselves? You know, you got a parents or not. Anyway.
Alert.
Oh, boy. They're not. There you go. Thank you for a nice soft word. Thank you.
Good.
They're loving. They're caring, but not alert. There you go.
Mm-mm.
They'll buy you everything. They'll buy you everything. $200 sneakers, $300 cell phones, iPad. You know, I didn't even realize until yesterday that an iPad costs over $500.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know what, I thought those were like little cell phones or something. I didn't, I really, you know, be honest, I don't know what an iPad really, I've heard of it, I've seen a commercial or two, but I've never looked into owning one until recently. And I know children have these things. These things cost over $500.
Those things, my daughter bought. And she got it on one of those auctions for half price. I think like $250 or something. And she was so ecstatic about this iPad. So I finally got to see it. Trust me, by the time you get through touching, it does everything almost that you do on a computer.
I heard.
8.5 by 11, almost like a size of a sheet of paper. And this thing has everything in it.
I've seen now, because a lot of, you know, pastors and speakers are carrying them. It's easier than carrying a bunch of papers, and, you know, they fly off the podium with them, you know. So, so they're very nice for that. I would definitely look into getting one for that purpose, for speakers, and then you can just scroll down or whatever. So, wow. So you have this book, Preparing People for Marriage, like you said, the marriage of Christ, the marriage, we're married to him and what have you. We're being prepared for marriage, I should say, for him. He hasn't come back yet for the marriage to actually take place, but we are being prepared, and so we have this level of intimacy that, and wonderful, wonderful tool that's going to be. And then your book on communicating?
Oh, Conversations on Faith.
Oh, Conversations with Robert Schuller. So what was that like working on a book with
I don't know how but God is awesome, because someone called me. They were looking for modern-day people to interview, to include in this book, because they didn't just want celebrities. And someone recommended me, so they called me and they asked me, would I agree to be interviewed for the book? So I said, sure, you want me in it. I don't know why, but okay. And I was praying. I said, Lord, what story do you want me to tell? You've blessed me so many times by faith. But then he sent me back to how my faith allowed me to accept the death of my husband at 33 from colon cancer, and to be able to move on and rebuild, because I know that God doesn't make mistakes. And so he wanted me single, and he wanted me single for a reason. And I was able, instead of to focus on what I lost, was to focus on what I gained, and knowing that he gained eternal life. And the children and I were walking in a new pathway that God had designed for us, and so now it was up to us to trust that God wanted the best for us and to explore it. And that was
and you have how many children?
Well, I have three. I had two boys and a girl at the time. My two sons were, the oldest was 11, the next one was 6, and my daughter was 2.5. She turned 3 that December, and he passed that October. But I'll tell you something, even the way God is so awesome, even his homegoing service, because that's actually what it was a celebration. My husband was a church musician, and he played the drums all over for many different gospel groups and churches. And, you know, sometimes when you're in this walk with God, you take what you do for granted because you just do it. And he coached basketball teams, and he was always about his father's business. He directed the male chorus at the church, and he was in charge of men's day. He was just that kind of go-to guy that all the guys wanted to hang out with him, and he had all the young boys at our house, and I was always frying chicken, ordering pizza, and I had the girls, and he had the guys, and it was just wonderful. And so when God decides that he's going to take you on a different turn in your life, we have a tendency to focus on what we lost. But he's been sending me lately to do different talks or workshops or seminars with people about overcoming grief with the word, medicating grief with the word of God, and actually walking in the faith that you say you have, or developing the faith to walk in God in the midst of losses and tragedies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
God. Wow. So, wow, that's it. And how long were you married?
I was dating him for 10 years and married to him for, I dated him for 7 and we were almost married for 10. So I put it together for 17 years. That's why when your children tell you that they're in love with someone, go to God first before you just say, oh, you're too young. You don't know what you're talking about because you don't know what God is doing. Mm. He died at 33, but we had what some people don't get in an entire lifetime.
Mm. So actually had a lifetime, even though people sometimes say, oh, a person was cut off early. And sometimes I cringe a little bit because it's not your timing, it's God's timing. So how do we know what's early or late?
That's right. You are so right. We got
God a day.
We traveled. We were married. We had children. We bought a house. He changed careers. He went back to school. We went through not being saved to being saved. And, you know, we just experienced so much in 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have no clue what God is doing in people's lives. And so a lot of times we have to ask him, consult with him about things that might confound us.
All right, now, you said a mouthful right there. I don't consult before you confound it. You've got to consult because it may confound. Wow, that's powerful. That's profound right there. What might confound you if you just would consult with God? Wow.
That's
we'll
right.
Get an answer. Mm-hmm. He will give you an answer.
That's right.
Because I'm sure, you know, like you said, throughout Scripture, so many people were confounded by the
things
you better
know
that God was. But yet, God was always there with the, he always knew the answer. There was nothing that he didn't know the answer to.
Nothing.
He had a purpose. Yes,
you
even Job, you know, if most people remember Job and how he lost everything, children. He lost the cattle. He lost the herdsmen. He lost everything. And even his health.
That's right.
Yes, and some friends turned their back on him, and the wife said, you know, curse your God and die, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know he was confounded. He was like, what is this? But you know what? God still, you know. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Showed him the answer. Job, this is why. Because I'm in control. And I love his answer. But so his answer, God's answer is so cute. Because I can, Job. Because I'm in control, and everybody needs to know that. So
That's right.
Wow. Awesome. So now tell us about the school. You've told us about the book. You've told us about your marriage counseling and your grief counseling and your coaching and inspiring women to start businesses. to pick themselves up and to move on past whatever. Wow, you talked about your music. You talked about your CD that you have, that spoken word, and your children that you're still helping and others. So now tell us about this ministry. Now, boy, I was fascinated. You're the dean of a seminary, a theological school. So tell us about it. I know, right?
Yeah. That's my baby. I absolutely love the school. It's Shiloh Bible Institute, and it's a Bible college that we're hosting at our church under the accreditation of Living Water Bible College. That's from St. Stephen's Kojic, because I love the fact that we are not bound by denomination when it comes to the Word of God. And we're expecting to have our very first graduates with their Bible certificates June 18th. And I'm so excited because I'm watching people's lives actually change as they go through courses like Christian character, family and marriage, evangelism, the essentials of prayer, praise and worship, I mean, Christian doctrine, Old Testament, New Testament, hermeneutics. You'd be surprised what these people are actually learning when you have the time to break down the Synoptic Gospels, the Gospel of John, and actually give people a chance to embrace religious education. We get so excited about secular education, but we really need to put some of that energy into religious education and encourage people to learn, especially Christians, because I feel like therein we lack. Every other faith knows what they believe in. They know their doctrine. They can spout their scriptures, but they can also tell you the tenets of their faith. And many, many Christian religions, we don't focus as much on education as we should. We go to Sunday school, maybe a little Bible study here, then that's fine. But I'm talking about showing up, opening up the book, sacrificing time, and rolling up the sleeves and going to school. Breaking the word down, learning how to apply it to your life, learning how to go back and teach it to somebody else. Because that's what Jesus spent more time doing, teaching than preaching. And that's what's needed. So I am excited that we have these grown-ups who are graduating with Bible certificates, and we have more who are coming through because we try to make it affordable, and the teachers volunteer. So I'm grateful to God for those kind of people who are willing to sacrifice their gifts and their talents and their time to be instructors and to teach others in what thus saith the Lord.
Yes, yes. Powerful, powerful. So Shiloh Bible Institute in New York, held there at your church, powerful stuff. You're absolutely right. And it was, you know, you're right, yes. Oh, my God, like you said, every other, you know, religious group, a church, whatever you want to call it, denomination, what have you, they seek to understand more in depth, you know, what the teachings are about, and we should be doing the same. And so I definitely applaud, you know, you all for what you're doing, and I just think that is so, so important, you know, like you said, studying, you know, the breaking down the books, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and doing the Old Testament and New Testament surveys. And, you know, school is wonderful to go to school on your own, but nothing like having a teacher.
It's true. It's true. And especially when the teacher is passionate.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that that is going to just be even growing more and more, because more and more people, you know, are going to be getting excited about Christian education and what have you and what you're doing, because, you know, as you're telling them, so more people will know. I find every time I go to some events and things like that, and, you know, I'm always amazed at how many people don't know of stuff. Like, more people would know stuff if they only knew about it.
It's true. It's so true.
You have to, and you, for long, long times, we know who's been in control of advertising and promotion in this country. So, you know, hasn't been us. We've never, but as more people learn about things, now they know to go. If we could ever get the word out, you know, to the masses, you know, we don't own the commercials. We don't own the airways and those big numbers. And so, but it's changing hands. It's a new thing is happening. So people are going to be coming in. Wow, we're out of time. I can't believe how fast it went. You have a, see, I told y'all, she's exceeding God's expectations. This lady, blah. Listen, you got up from, when you listen, when your husband had that, come on. There are people who would, what? That is the last thing they would be trying to just jump up and get moving from.
That's true. That's,
I know some, job know some, but you, boy, and you're talking about a great love. You're not talking about some old raggedy marriage that some people be happy.
That's
you're
true.
You're talking about, oh, I know some that are happy. Listen, couldn't wait. But you're talking about a great love affair. You're talking about a wonderful man that you met as a young girl and fell in love with this man. He was in love with you. Y'all were doing great things and your beautiful children, the work y'all were doing. And, wow, and you had to accept that. And then you moved on, and now you're helping others. Wow. I'm just, you know, in awe of what God is doing in your life and the faith walking, That's just so, I just picture Peter, you know, having enough faith. He just had a mustard seed. He just had enough to get out of the boat.
That's it.
And once he got out, he was able to walk on water. Now, there's people today wouldn't dare, I'm talking about Christians, they
That's
wouldn't
right.
walk out on they won't even barely walk out the door.
You better know it.
Look, now you talk about going over there, witnesses and the people over there. Mm-mm, we ain't going down there. We might get shot. But I remember I had my day to do that because I was like that too. I ain't going over there. And this is the streets I came from. I had a lot of nerve. I ain't going over there. I might get shot. So one day the Lord said, I'll go shoot you, and if they shoot you, trust me, you're going to be with me, so why are you worried? And I walked up on a very dangerous corner in the city of Newark, where it's very known for gang bangers and drug deals and shots coming, and I walked right up to these guys. They were so big, I'll never forget it, and I'm only about 5'3", and I said, they were talking about God only knows what, maybe drugs, who knows, they were talking, right? First of all, I'm interrupting them. That was number one, you know. Could have been seen as fact, you know, all kinds of things, right?
Mm.
I mean, I was polite. Excuse me, gentlemen. I didn't say, hey, y'all, yo, dude. No, excuse me, gentlemen. We're having breakfast here in our church for people that may not. It was around Thanksgiving or whatever. Please come. And they were like, so thankful. They were like, oh, thank you. Nobody's ever did this to us.
Okay.
I was like, man, y'all welcome. They were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to somebody's later. I was like, oh, well, good. Well, as long as you're going around your family, you know, and I couldn't believe it. Anyway, so they're not as scary as they seem.
No. No,
and
not
they're
at
not
going
to shoot. They're not going to shoot you. You're not a drug dealer. They're not going to shoot you. But anyway, but be careful.
That's right.
So thank you. We have just a few seconds. Thank you so much, Gail. You can catch Gail on the radio right here on Blog Talk. Gail, what day and time does your show come on?
Tuesday evenings from 8 to 9 p.m. Faith Walkers
right
Tuesday.
Okay. Faith Walkers Day. And don't forget, Kiva Renee is also on right here. Her show will be on at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And, yes, and so she has encouraging moments with Kiva. Please tune in to her show. She talks to women and men of valor, and she has awesome, powerful women and men of valor on her show. Keep
wow.
Renee who's in the chat. Yeah, she's in the chat room with us each and every day. Please go to her show. She's on at 11, and so I'm sure she would love to connect with you, Gail, if you don't know her already. And
no, I don't.
Okay, well, you need to meet Miss Kiva Renee. She has a show. It'll be on at 11. I'm sure she'll work it out where she can bring you on, and she talks to women like you all the time and men like Mr. Russell Blake and so many others and Mr. Howard Scott and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, y'all, that's it. That's all. We're about to lose sound in the chat room, and I hate to do that to them each and every week, but guess what? We just did it to them again. So we love you. We love you, Gail. We support all that God is doing in you. I'm so glad to be part of the Faith Walker. Also want to say good morning to Mr. Obey and our wonderful new friend down there in California. God bless each and every one of you. Tina, thank you so much. And we will see you back here on Monday. Have a powerful weekend. Walk on your faith. My God, put your faith into action. Trust God. Believe God for every word that he has said. Believe him for every word he has said. Put faith in every word he has said. You don't know what he said, just crack open B-I-B-L-E. It's all there. All right, Gail, God bless you.
God bless you, Lily. Thank you again.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you, you know, with your busy schedule. We thank God for you. We love you. We can't wait to meet you face to face, and we pray that that's going to happen real soon. We're going to get to New York and get over to the Shiloh Bible Institute, check out one of your classes. Just want to be a part of the celebration that you're celebrating what God is doing in our lives, and that's powerful right there.
Amen.
Right. All right. A powerful day. Well, that's it for today, y'all. We'll see you back on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.